Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 26th of October, and I'm recording at 9:42 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in what was sunny London earlier today. Okay, so here we are. I'm starting the last week in October. So, what kind of action have we had today? Well, as you might not be surprised to hear, for stock markets at any rate, against the background of overbought short-term indicators, it was a relatively quiet day here overall. And if I just run through the main indices at any rate. Asia Pacific, well, Japan didn't have a bad day, up 2/3 or slightly more of a percentage point. Hong Kong almost unchanged, it's down a fraction here. China, Shanghai, A shares up half a percentage point. And Taiwan a little better, 8/10 of a percentage point. Enterprise index out of Hong Kong barely steady. Slight drifting in India and Australia. That's pretty much it. Indonesia, not too bad here, up 8/10 of a percentage point. Looking at Europe, it was a little softer here overall. Only the DAX managed a tiny rally, and that ended certainly below the day's highs, which were not all that strong. But nevertheless, DAX was only up less than a tenth of a percentage point, and only some 6.8 points. And the MIB was, that's Italy, was up just a tiny bit. But the declines were small, mostly below half a percentage point. The Euro Stoxx 50, a third of a percentage point. Wall Street seesawed a little bit, although it was mostly in the minus column. Dow ended down just over 23 points. That's 0.13 of a percent. The S&P down almost a fifth of a percent, and the Nasdaq Composite Index up a tiny fraction on the day. Canada was weaker though, down 1.17%. That's one of the biggest percentage moves, if not the biggest percentage move on the day. And Mexico fraction higher, Brazil 8/10 of a percentage point lower. So again, emphasis here is on a quiet day, short-term overbought conditions, markets that have done very well, such as the Nasdaq indices and the Dow pretty much, but they're up in near their highs and overbought on short-term indicators. I think the overall action has, well, I know the overall action has been very favorable here for October, and no less because we had such a big emotional, panicky sell-off on the 24th of August, and that had a knock-on effect on the 25th and 26th of for Europe and Asia. Okay, what else is going on here today? Well, in terms of the US 10-year yields, those eased a little bit back to 2.056% on US 10-year, and the VIX that nudged up a little bit, 15.29. And looking elsewhere in here, in terms of currencies, the dollar, which really rebounded quite sharply within its range, albeit, having had that failed break, the dollar index, that is, having had its failed break below 94, near the lower side of its long consolidation range, as I have described it, that had pushed up over 97, but came back in here. today, some 300 points, just over 300 points, to 96.815 as I speak. The Fed would very much like to see a somewhat softer dollar, and so would the U.S. stock market, at least the U.S. multinational companies, because strong dollar, that dilutes their overseas earnings. And if we look at, let's see, other currencies, well, small gains for the euro, that's up to 1.1055, and sterling a little firmer here at 1.5352. Aussie dollar a little steadier here, 0.7244. As I speak, precious metals a little softer here, delayed reaction here to what had been that strong dollar. Palladium down over $10 to 683 and change. And the silver market, that's slightly steadier, just a cent higher, 15.84. On silver, and platinum a little lower, just over $4 to 997.5, and gold bullion is down just over a dollar, 1160.6339. What to make of it? Well, I certainly would never want to pay up for precious metals, but I think they had fallen low enough, say last month, to give them the benefit of the doubt in terms of not having much additional downside risk and being long-term recovery candidates. On another sell-off towards those lows may well hold. A good chance they will hold, but on a sell-off towards those lows, they would look technically interested if you're interested in that sort of thing. Crude oil suffered in here today. Now, that reversed earlier strength because the WTI crude, that's the U.S. crude, was up to a high today of $44.94. But it's trading after hours here right now at 43.73, down 87 cents. And the Brent, having seen a morning high, my morning, I'm referring to, of 48.33, is now at 47.43, down 56 cents. So still supply fears. And that's really a recurring theme here throughout commodity markets. We saw the same thing here with U.S. copper. That was stronger this morning, was up to 238 within its range, but then gave up most of that and is at 235.15 as I speak. So these commodities, well, some of them were firmer. Soybeans, corn, soybeans are down. I'm reading this screen, but corn and wheat are higher, with wheat getting the best move, up 18.5 cents. But more commodities down than up on the day, and generally a quiet day. But you know, here we are, four more days, trading days left in October. It's been a very good performance during a seasonally dangerous period on average. We've seen some significant corrections. We're heading into a more favorable 6 months starting in November. And then there's the sometime tailwind of the favorable tailwind of the U.S. Election year. So it's not a time to be too bearish, but we're a little bit overbought here in the short term. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.